This is KUNM. I'm Celia Rainey. The 2020 census may seem far off still, but some people in New Mexico are already starting to lay the groundwork for the population count that happens once every 10 years. As Public Health New Mexico's Hannah Colton reports, organizers say there's a lot at stake.
Billions of dollars in federal funding flow to New Mexico each year, for everything from Medicaid to schools to housing. Veronica Arzate de Reyes, a partnership specialist with the U.S. Census Bureau in Albuquerque, says where that money goes depends on an accurate count.
It affects so many different facets of our lives, like for healthcare. Sometimes you hear people saying, oh, we didn't get enough flu vaccines. It's like perhaps your community was undercounted and that's why we're going to be short.
Because of its large rural populations, high poverty rates, and other factors, New Mexico is one of the hardest states to count, so the feds are starting their outreach early. Arzate de Reyes is traveling the state helping tribes, counties, and cities establish groups of local leaders who can educate their communities about the 2020 census. The Census Bureau is also hiring for paid positions throughout the state. For KUNM, I'm Hannah Colton.
Support for KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, the McCune Charitable Foundation, the Con Alma Health Foundation, and listeners like you.